And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. Ooh, that's a nice new-looking website we got. My name is Spike. I'm going to be with you until 8 o'clock playing you the best of new and not-so-new independent Canadian content from coast to coast. And we got lots of great new music lined up for you today from such bands as The Got to Get Got, Vincat, The Danks, Fritz Helder, Fox Jaws, and The Pale Air Singers, as well as something from Chad Van Galen's new side project called Black Mold. So that should be a great little track as well. We've got the brand new Maneuvers compilation as well, Maneuvers 3, a collection of BC Electronica. So that should be pretty cool as well, as there's always very strong compilations coming out of the Maneuvers folks from the Upstairs Recording label. So stay tuned. We've got lots of awesome music lined up for you. We're going to get today's program started with a band that will be celebrating its CD release party for its brand new CD, its second full length. We're talking about none other than Lightning Dust, Amber and Josh from Black Mountain, their side project. Brand new CD from them is called Infinite Light, and they're going to be celebrating their CD release party on Thursday, August the 27th. Along with the Lost Lovers Brigade and Cipriano, local hip-hop legend. So check that out. That's going to be happening over at the Biltmore Cabaret. And that should be an excellent concert, CD release party for Lightning Dust, brand new CD. So from Infinite Light, we are going to be starting off with something from that CD, the opening track entitled Antonia Jane. Here is some Lightning Dust to start off today's edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Did you ever come close to home? Up in ribbon and gold, never fall back into the one you love. Pickpocket lady with her mind on you, she'll break a million hearts until she makes it through. But I declare war on you someday soon. Lay down ditches on the side of the road. Be careful you don't move too slow. Lazy headliners, you'll get fed to the wolves. So rally up the soldiers, there's a war to win. If hearts can't be aligned, then I can't let them in. But I'll give it all for you someday soon. Someday soon, someday soon.
And that was something wild and new from Chad Van Galen's side project called Black Mold. Name of the debut CD from Black Mold is called Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. The name of the track that we heard off of the CD is called Uke Puke, presumably because of the ukulele riff at the beginning. And this CD here can be found on Chad Van Galen's very own Flemish Eye Records label, of course. That's the same label that Chad releases his own solo stuff on up here in Canada. As far as I know, no distro deal for Black Mold stateside yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if Sub Pop goes and picks it up as well, since they're kind of stretching out into the electronic realm as well these days. So good on Chad Van Galen for branching out a little bit more, as if he's not diverse enough already. Definitely taking a step in the electronica direction here with the Black Mold project. Interesting stuff. Lots of tracks on this CD too. The thing almost rings out at about an hour, which is very rare for records these days. Before Black Mold, we heard something from Vincat, local band, from their brand new CD called Hoi Polloi, which is self-released effort. We heard Crab on the Beach. And before that, we started off with another band that I incorrectly said hail from Saskatoon. They do not. I misread. They're actually from Coquitlam, BC. They're a bunch of local kids called The Wind Whistles from their brand new CD, Animals Are People Too. We heard the track called House for a Mouse, and they will be doing their CD release party over at the Biltmore Cabaret on Monday, August the 17th. And great local bill on that one that also... We'll be featuring the likes of ESL, and the Greenbelt Collective. So tickets are $7 for that one and still available all over the place. So you might want to do yourself a favor, pick up a ticket to that one. I quite like the Wind Whistles, so you probably will too. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. When we get back from our short break here, we're going to get into some music from bands that are playing the Olio Festival this weekend. It actually starts, I think it started today. If not, I think it starts tomorrow. Today or tomorrow. Anyways, 4 days of tons of music, comedy, a little bit of spoken word, and lots of local talent to be had. So we're going to be playing some bands that will be playing at the Olio Festival this weekend. So you want to stay tuned for that. But first, these messages.
Thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And starting off this set of music here on the Canadian Way, as promised on the flip side of the commercials there, we are going to be featuring some bands that will be playing at the Olio Festival Thursday through Sunday here all around Vancouver. And there's some great bands that are going to be playing over the next few days. We have Mint Records Night over at the Enza Club happening Friday night, the 14th of August, featuring the Choir Practice, the Wit Sundays, Kellarissa and Apollo Ghosts, So that one is sponsored by us. Well, pretty much all these shows are sponsored by us. So you want to go out to at least a couple and support the local music. As well, we have Sex with Strangers playing at the Lamplighter. That is actually tomorrow night. And on Friday night, Nardwuar is going to be doing some spoken word and comedy. So as part of the comedy night over at the Lamplighter. So that could be interesting. You might want to check that out. Also, on Thursday, we have this band playing. None other than local band Adjective. We're going to be listening to something from their brand new CD, I Am Sorry for Your Loss. They are playing alongside Fake Shark, Real Zombie, and the SSRIs over at Funky Winker Beans over on Pender. And the name of the track that we're going to be listening to is called Monstrous Little Boy. This is some Adjective to get things started on this Oleo Artist set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Raising a flag at the first. like you can cash. Cross where all the days when I was lost, some brave new world with soundtracks built to last. The silences would come to pass and leave us impressed. We're all sound.
If you're Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Well,
And that was a full set of music, a long set of music, featuring artists that will be playing the Olio Festival this weekend. And we'll let you know what we ended off with there, because it's probably the most noteworthy gig that will be happening this weekend at the Olio Festival. We heard from local band The Clips, and something from their lone full-length release called Matterhorn, a self-released effort. We heard the track called I Suck. And the reason that we played The Clips is because the gig that they'll be playing at the Olio Festival, which is actually going to be at the Red Room, and it looks like it's going to be on the opening night on the Thursday from 9 until 2. It will be The Clips, The Paper Grains, No Gold, Fine Mist, and DJs Ian Wyatt and Greg Ipp. And that'll be happening, like I said, at the Red Room, 398 Richards Street. It's going to be the very last gig for The Clips. They're calling it quits, at least under the moniker The Clips. So be sure and get out and see The Clips at the Red Room tomorrow as part of the Olio Festival if you have a chance. Otherwise, that's it. You're not going to be able to say you saw The Clips anymore. Apparently, that's not going to be it for the boys in The Clips. They are going to reinvent themselves, as they like to say, in the art business, this business of art. And they have promised that they're going to be back sometime down the road. But for the time being, they're putting The Clips to rest. And another legendary Vancouver band is no more. Before The Clips, we heard something from one of the few bands that will be coming from outside of Vancouver to play the Olio Festival. We're talking about Edmonton, Alberta's The Wit Sundays. From their self-titled CD, we heard the track called Falling Over. And before that, Sex with Strangers, a Vancouver band that has kind of dwelled around in fairly relative obscurity, but have kind of that interesting electro clash meets pop kind of thing going. Kind of like early Econoline Crush. That's what they remind me of, at least a lot. From their CD, The Modern Seduction, which came out a couple of years ago on the Boutique Empire record label, we heard the track called Movement 13. Before that, Fake Shark Real Zombie played us a track from their Zebra Zebra CD self-released effort called Wolf is the New The. It's actually the opening track to that CD, which came out a couple years ago as well. Apparently they're massive in Japan, but always a good time. They're a bunch of spazzes, so if you like that kind of spazzy youth punk kind of thing, you'll probably like Fake Shark Real Zombie. Before that, The Choir Practice brought us something from their debut self-titled CD from the Mint Records label. Rather reputable song, as it's been covered by a couple artists now, the most notable being AC Newman. It is a track called Failsafe, and they're going to be playing at the Anza Club this Friday. We're going to give you the full Olio listings in just a moment, but first of all, I'll let you know that we started off that Olio-themed set of music with something from Vancouver's Adjective from their CD, current CD, I Am Sorry for Your Loss. We heard the track called Integer, clever little play on integers and whole numbers and all that sort of funny math geek stuff. Anyways, we're going to quickly let you know what's going on for the Olio Festival. Lots of stuff going on, and it's actually packed into a fairly tight area in Vancouver's east side. First of all, we have on the Thursday, we have at the Red Room the aforementioned Clips gig. Clips, Paper Cranes, No Gold, Fine Mist, and DJs Ian White and Greg Ipp. Then, of course, that same night, we have Fake Shark, Real Zombie, Adjective, Curfew, the SSRIs, and DJ Winnie Cooper playing over at Funky Winker Beans, 35 West Hastings Street, of course, if you've forgotten the address of that. Then, of course, we got a little bit of hip-hop funk night happening that same night at the Met, which is at 320 Abbott Street. Yeah, they're starting the hippity-hop over at 320 Abbott again after being closed for a long time. They're going to have a ranging set of DJs starting at midnight. The evening starts with a whole bunch of art installations featuring the Eskiboys. So check that out over at the Met 320 Abbott Street. Also at the Lamplighter, we got lots of stuff going on at the Lamplighter. We've got Vancouver Sports League on Friday doing their comedy night featuring Nardwar the Hero and Serviette as MC and lead act. On Thursday, we have Sex with Strangers, 16mm, The Raccoons, and Steve Nelson. So that should be interesting. That's over at 92 Water Street in Gastown at the Lamplighter. Then, of course, over at the Bourbon on Thursday night, we have My Gay Husband, Old Money from New York City, one of those rare outside-of-town bands, Piper Davis and The Herd will all be playing over at the Bourbon over at 50 Cordova. And that same night, over at the Cobalt at 917 Main Street, we have The Defectors, White Lung, Channels 3 and 4, and Needles and Pins. So that should be a great little punk gig for you right there. If you want more information on what's going on at the Olio Festival, it goes from August 13th, tomorrow, until the 16th, which is Saturday. So you go to oliofestival.com, OLIOfestival.com, and click on the events tab, and it's got the full listing right there. And you can actually buy Olio passes online, so be sure and check that out. We're going to be doing the gig listings in just a short shake. But first of all, we're going to do these messages and then come back with some more music, new music, from the likes of Noah23 and The Got to Get Caught. So stay tuned for that here on The Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's The Canadian Way! I had to get that out of my system. Haven't done that tonight. You're probably thinking, well, why start now? Anyways, my name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way. We have less than a half hour to go in the show before we throw it on over to Val Cormier and the Folk Oasis, so you want to stay tuned for that. Of course, coming up later on in the evening, we have Sexy in Van City, hosted by Caroline. And then, of course, the legendary Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. And that'll be starting at 11 p.m. Sexy in Van City is a brand new show as well, starting at 10. So you want to tune in for that. That could be kind of interesting. Sounds like it could be sexy. Anyways, we got some brand new music here in the station. We got a ton of new music, actually, over the last little while, and we're sort of playing catch-up as the show is only bi-weekly here. We're going to play something from a bi-coastal band, The Got to Get Got, featuring members such as Jesse Gander from Vancouver, a couple guys from Halifax, Eleanor King and Adam Hartling, who actually played in Pixie Calypso Orchestra of the Maritimes way back in the day, and Robbie Shedden from Toronto on drums. So actually it's a national band, a little bit more than bi-coastal, but from their brand new CD called Sahali, we're going to be listening to the track called Getting Dirty in the Afterlife. Ow! This is some Get to Get Got to start off this set of new music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Concerts listings coming up after this set. Stay tuned.
could be Bacchus with an abacus and still not count how many times I've been pissed. Drinking doubles, the double meaning. Why's that? Because I call them as I see them. Hollering at broads on the wall leaning. Call me as soon as you see him, leaving the Coliseum, knocking over artwork, shit. On the wall leaning, drinking alcohol, bars freezing, it's the fall season, with the drinking problem for all the wrong reasons, I'm repping wealth like a bottle of sleep.
I'm at the bar like Bukowski, examine the bar like a legal student, don't say I did unless you seen me do it, the people say that they've seen me with fluids, but they're lying motherfuckers if they say it was at the druid. I'm in the hood like a druid, until I get to ruin, then I just 23 skidoo it, temporary paranoia, get anyone near from me. I get drunk and play sports select for beer money. Brain frame shaking and the pain doesn't loosen. When I get a morning mist, it says I did something stupid.
I like girls who are half Japanese, like Cat Fair, who pay half of the cash on the cab fare, who smoke hash with a sad stare, out of a chalice in a beanbag chair. Oh yeah, throw your paws high, aqua fresh fall guy with a hawk eye. Ask not why the 23's so fly, quagmire sludge rock alveoli. Notable, just like deep sky objects, I'm on one, but off-sides.
I don't have Japanese chicks. They do it to you all the time, Noah. I'm half water bearer, so you know I'm a flower. The other half is a fish. Ask your homeboy why he's acting a bitch. Well, Rolly's on that La Fin de Mont. I don't know why he's singing a song if he doesn't really know it. He's about to black out, but he doesn't want to show it.
was a set of brand new music from the library here at CITR. We ended off that set of music with something from Vancouver's very own Sine Wave from the brand new Maneuvers compilation, Maneuvers 3, a collection of BC electronica. And the name of the track that we heard from that particular compilation, which can be found on the so-called recordings label, was called Exploded Nodes. And then before that, we heard something from Guelph, Ontario's best-known DJ in the entire nation, because he's pretty much the only one that comes from there as far as anybody knows, at least as far as I know, talking about Noah 23 from his brand-new CD called Rock, Paper, Scissors, which can be found on the Legendary Entertainment label. We heard the track called Half Drunk, which features Cadence Weapon on vocals. And then before that, from Vancouver and Halifax, with a little bit of Toronto thrown in, the Got to Get Got from their brand new CD, second full-length CD called Sally, which can be found on the Noise Records label, spelled N-O-Y-E-S, Records. We heard the track called Getting Dirty in the Afterlife. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Time's a waste, and we're going to quickly go over the gig listings for this week and then get back to some brand new music courtesy Fritz Helder and some other new stuff that we have here in the library before we throw it on over to Folk Oasis, so stay tuned. In the meantime, the gig listings brought to you by LiveVan.com. Go on over there and check it out, because they always have the best and most current listings for local gigs going on around town. Not much going on tonight, but we will let you know that tomorrow, Thursday, August 13th, Aldrug's Small Fame, which is a Ben Sinister side project, and Yukon Blonde are playing over at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Defectors are playing at the Cobalt that night, and as announced earlier, Adjective, Fake Shark, Real Zombie, and the SSRIs are playing at Funky Winker Beans on Hastings as part of the Olio Festival. Also part of the Olio Festival that night tomorrow is Sex with Strangers over at the Lamplighter in Gastown. Also, finally, on Thursday, tomorrow, Rio Bent, the Ultimate Power Duo from Saskatoon, and Vancouver's very own Mr. Plow are going to be ripping the roof off of Pub 340. So doors are at 8 p.m. Show starts at 9 for that. That's probably going to be one of the best gigs that are happening outside of the Olio Festival, during the Olio Festival, all damn weekend. So be sure and check that out if you're not going to be going to the Olio Festival. That one's got the Spike Seal of Approval. On Friday, August 14th, part of the Olio Festival is Mint's Records Night, featuring the Choir Practice, the Wet Sundays, Kellerissa, and Apollo Ghosts over at the Anza Club on Quebec Street. Also that night, City of Glass is having their CD release party with special guests Go Ghetto Tiger and the Show Gears over at the Bourbon. SNFU is also playing Friday night at the Cobalt. It's part of their homecoming tour. Which will climax, of course, with an opening slot in September for DOA over at the Commodore. Los Furios and Nana Pancha are playing at the Grandview Legion Hall. Weirdly enough, no minors at that one. You'd think if it's going to be a Grandview Legion that they at least let some of the young'uns in, but that's the way it goes. And the Kidnap Kids, Nihilist Party, and Half Chinese are playing at the Lugs Coffee Shop on Granville. On Saturday, the 15th, we have Barn Owl, Solars, and The Holy Sea playing at Little Mountain Studios up on Main. Then there's going to be a whole bunch of weird shows, free shows going on at record stores over the weekend as well. A free pool party with live bands over at the Neptune Records and CD store on Main, featuring Venice Queen and Captain Dust. And you can go to neptunerecords.com for more information on that one. Also on Saturday, August 15th, Giant Outdoor Party featuring No Horses, Rose Melberg, The Evaporators, Aura Kogan, and Apollo Ghost is happening over at Zulu Records on West 4th. So you want to check that one out. And finally on that same day, Saturday, August 15th, the Olio Festival is wrapping up with Ben Sinister, Adelaide, John Ray Fletcher, the Sun Wizards, and the Blue Violets over at the Railway Club. That's going to be a smoking little folk pop gig for you there as well. And it's been a while since Ben Sinister's played in town, so you'll probably want to check that out. What a way to shut down the Olio Festival. Way to go, Railway. And then finally on Sunday, August 16th, the Mount Pleasant Summer Spaces gig featuring the Manipulators, the Vicious Cycles, Los Malos, and Blue and White Van is happening at the Main and Broadway, at the corner of Main and Broadway. That's an all-ages gig, and it's free. And then finally on Monday, August 17th, as mentioned earlier in the show, the Wind Whistles, ESL, and Greenbelt Collective are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret as part of the Wind Whistles CD release party. Tickets are $7 at all your usual outlets, and doors are at 8 p.m. Like I said earlier, if you want to find out more what's going on for local gigs around town, go to livevan.com, livevan.com, and click on the gigs link, and you can find out all the information that you need to for stuff going on around town. We're going to be starting off this set of new music with something from Fritz Helder and the Phantoms' new CD. Name of the tracker is called All Over the Place. Here's some Fritz Helder to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you. cursing me. She drinks, sleeps, and snores. She peeks under my door. I hear her laughing through the walls. I navigate the moving floor. It turns and creaks and then shifts. It's keeping me inside like a mole in the ground. Blindly I stumble.
Thank you.
And that almost does it for yet another edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Well, first of all, I'll let you know what you heard in that brand new set of music, which we ended off with something from Barrie Ontario's Fox Jaws from their brand new CD, which is probably one of the longest of 2009 so far, called At Odds or Exercises in Separation While United in the Fall. That one can be found on the Nevdu Records label, and the track that we heard is called Hunting Knives. Before that, from Calgary, Alberta, was the Pale Air Singers from their brand new self-titled CD, which I believe is a debut for them. We heard the track called The Moving Floor, and that that band actually features players from Chad Van Galen's band. So, of course, it would make sense that it's on his Flemish Eye Records label. And then, of course, from Toronto, we started off with Fritz Hilder and the Phantoms from their CD, which ironically is a debut CD, but it's called Greatest Hits. Like, that's never been done before. Just look up the Rheostatics. That one can be found on the Last Gang Records label, and we heard the track called All Over the Place. Like I said, that just about does it for this edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR. We're going to be wrapping things off with something from a band off of the Arts and Crafts label called Still Life Still. They feature members from Quebec, specifically Quebec City, and from Ottawa and Toronto. So they are a panlingual band, I guess is the best way to put it. They do speak and sing in English, but they have that definite French pop vibe to them. From their Pastel EP, which can be found on the AC label, we're going to be listening to a track called 80s on TV, because I've been listening and watching a lot of 80s TV lately. I don't even want to get into it right now. That just about does it for The Canadian Way. Well, that does it for The Canadian Way. Be sure and tune in next week from 6:30 till 8 for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B. Be sure and stay tuned for Folk Oasis. Be sure to support your local music scene and to always buy Canadian. Until then, support your local music scene. Spike is out of here. In 2 weeks' time, talk to you again. Bye now.
Smudge, and we will eventually come up. pursue. I came home.